I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has confirmed a deadly deer disease, epizootic hemorrhagic disease, in two white-tailed deer in Washington County. We'll explain what this means for hunters and folks in the area when we return, but first...
You know the drill. You got a free Saturday, the boat's ready, but you're scrolling through the same tired fishing reports trying to figure out where to go. Stop guessing and start catching. Onyx Fish lets you filter thousands of Midwest lakes by species, trophy potential, even keeper size, all backed by real DNR survey data. Plus, Onyx Fish is brand new on Android, so no more excuses. Try free for 7 days. Download Onyx Fish on the App Store or Google Play. Your next favorite lake is out there. Go find it.
The DNR last week confirmed epizootic hemorrhagic disease, or EHD, in two wild deer found near Richfield and West Bend in Washington County. Officials collected samples after residents reported clusters of apparently healthy deer found dead in or near water. EHD is spread by biting midges, sometimes called gnats or no-see-ums. Infected deer may appear weak or unusually approachable. They often exhibit excessive salivation or foaming around the nose and mouth. Feverish deer often seek water to drink or to cool themselves. The good news is the virus does not infect people through midge bites or handling infected deer or eating venison. EHD outbreaks typically occur from August through October and end after the first hard frost kills the midges. The DNR says outbreaks are generally short-lived, localized, and unlikely to have significant long-term effects on the overall herd. Anyone who finds sick deer or carcasses near water should call 608-267-0866 to report them.
This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.